Rebecca O'Hara. Are they able to hear? Are they? I just want to make sure they can hear me. I'm good, right? Okay. Kim Tobar, Dan Foley,
Here.
Jim Gilday.
Here.
I am just trying to get into my.
Excuse me.
This is weird. Oh, okay. There we go.
All right, let's reflect our 89 members in attendance. Are there any additions, deletions, corrections to the agenda? Seeing none, we'll move to public portion. And from the public, we speak before the board. Going once. Anyone from the public going twice? Anyone from the public going three times? Seeing none from the public, we wish to speak before the Board of Education. We'll close the public portion. We'll move on to item number three, election of officers, chair, rollover from December 6th. Are there any nominations?
Yes, it's my honor and privilege to nominate a gentleman who has dedicated his entire adult life to the children of the city of Derby as a teacher, coach, administrator.
Okay, thank you.
And decades as the Little League president. I nominate Ken Marcuccio for the office of chairperson of the Board of Education.
You submit a waiver?
Negative. Just double checking. I know it looks, I did the same thing. It's a message. And it just says waiting room, and then you go here, and it says everyone's in meeting. Everyone in meeting, but I don't see anybody in the waiting room.
Can you hear me?
Yes. They can't hear. You can't hear out there? Right.
Can you hear us?
Yeah. Could you hear me?
Yes.
But you guys can't hear out there, right? Well, you can't? Oh. He nominated Jim Gilday for the office. A motion's been made. Is there a second? Is there a second? Oh.
Excuse me?
Carla's trying to zoom in.
Guys, it's Rebecca. I just wanted to know if you can hear me because I can't get this to work right. Can you hear me?
Yes, Carla.
Yep, caller's in.
Let the record reflect, we have nine members. Motion has been made. Is there a second? Second by Holly Orzetti. Are there any other nominations?
I'd like to make a nomination to elect Jim Gilday. Jim has put in a lot of time, a lot of effort. He's been in this role for quite some time. He shows up all the time. He's constantly everywhere, asking all the right questions, all the questions that we are constantly forgetting about. He's there for the kids. He has a great relationship with a lot of people. And so much more. I can go on all night, so I won't.
Hey, is there a second? So I'm Melissa Mangillo. Are there any other nominations?
Thank you.
Are there any nominations? Are there any nominations? Seeing none, motion do we close nominations? Motion by Dan Foley. Is there a second that we close nominations? Second, Melissa Mangillo. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Nominations closed. Although Ken was nominated first, all those in favor of Ken Marcuccio, please say aye.
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 All those in favor of Jim Gilday, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any abstentions? Carla? Are you online?
She's muted.
Carla, you're muted. Carla, can you hear us? Carla?
Yeah. Maybe taking that. That's what's in.
Marianne.
Thank you.
Give Carl a second to work this. We'll revote once we can have Carla. Oh, she's on. I guess we'll give her 30 seconds. Oh, back on. Come on, 10. Let's arm wrestle for it. Is it Carla? You keep showing that you're muted. Well, should we vote first?
Never, maybe because I've never had to sit through one of these meetings, but I feel like something's going down. It felt really shady when I was on Zoom on the sit, and it feels busted bad. I'm not really sure what's going on, but I don't like it. And I think we all need to be here for the kids in the district and that. And I don't know what's going on. I don't want it out, but it's just my opinion, and I can't keep quiet.
I'll second that.
Darn.
Second that. And I'm going to be 100% with you. I'm having surgery tomorrow, and I've got things to do to wrap up for the holiday. And I'm not going to sit here all night waiting for somebody to unmute themselves. So.
I'm not either. I'm at work right now and I don't get paid to do this, so
Yeah.
really.
So we're either gonna,
Can we call her?
I tried a few times.
like, I don't understand.
The way that she could use, she could call in, we could walk her through the audio piece.
Calling
Maybe she's trying to call again. She's dropped out again. Maybe she's trying to call him.
in.
Hold on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, am I a speaker right now?
Yeah, you are. You're on speaker.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard everyone and then I didn't hear everyone. He got booted out. I don't know what's happening.
All right, so she's on.
Okay.
All right, so you're all right. Just stay on there.
Okay.
Okay. We had two nominations. Dan, are you ready? All those in favor of Ken Marcuccio, say aye.
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 All those in favor of Jim Gilday, say aye.
Aye.
All those who abstain? Carla, can you tell us who you voted for? I'm going to vote. We didn't hear you, so.
Are you there, Carla?
Okay. All those in favor of Ken Marcuccio, say aye.
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 All those in favor of Jim Gilday, say aye.
Aye.
Did she vote?
Did you vote? Carla.
Oh, my God.
Carla, are you there? Did you vote? Who'd you vote for?
Carla, we can't hear you. It should be on Zoom.
This is getting...
Yeah. Who'd you vote for? Yeah, no doubt.
All right. Congratulations, Mr. Marcuccio. Your chair.
Thank you. We got you. Thank you.
Your meeting. Good.
Okay. Are you going to stay on? You going to stay on, Ryan?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I'm surprised.
I'm going to stay on, but I can't talk. I'm just going to listen.
Okay, where are we, Mr. Gilday?
We are on item number 4. You want to switch? Ken, you want to switch? Ken, you want to switch?
No. Okay, birthdays? You going to take a break for a birthday?
Your call.
Well, I mean, yeah, we'll take a break for Doc's birthday.
In the interest of time, I know everybody's here and they have a lot of things and it's holiday. If you want to keep the movie, the meeting rolling, that's quite all right. I okay. appreciate Thank the sentiment, though. Thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
Okay, executive session. Motion to go into executive session. Do we need to go into executive session?
There's a couple on the list. Nothing significant. One person is here. Of the appointments for the middle school baseball coach, but otherwise, it's,
everybody in agreement with no executive session?
I don't feel we need any person.
Okay, we don't go into executive session. Okay, so can you make the motion, please?
Yep, I'd like to make a motion that the Board of Education does not enter executive sessions today.
We don't need a motion for that.
Is there a motion to...
There is.
For the hiring.
Oh, is that what we're on now? Number 6. I'd like to recommend that the Board of Education approves the appointment of new hires as recommended by the Superintendent of Schools.
Second. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Yeah, any second? Okay. Doc?
I wanted to make sure that mic was on. Yes, I'd like to ask Jim Hoffman to join us. As you know, Jim has been a former coach at the middle school and took some season or two off to coach actually in another league, and we couldn't be happier to have him back. He's done great things over in Seymour with their baseball program as well. We're just super happy that he's back here in Derby.
I have to deal with him there too.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity. I look forward to it. I missed the boys, that's why I came back. There's a good group of eighth graders this year, so it should be a good team.
Sight. We want to do a picture.
I don't have to be in.
Huh?
I don't have to be in.
Okay, Robbie,
the vice chair, you go and look at the worry. Picture.
All right, 1, 2, 3. Congratulations, Jen. Just in the second.
Yeah, thank you. You got it.
Yep, thanks.
Okay, subcommittee reports, finance. Rebecca, you want to give a report? I could give a report. We met on the new budget and then go over it tonight and make the presentation to you guys. I think the only thing, I don't know if you ever settled that with downtown, whether the percentage is based on the original budget or the increased budget.
So we've presented it that it's based on the increased budget. So as long as we're on the same page with the city and how they're looking
Brian at it. Brian said it's not.
Brian said
it's based on the original budget.
That's incorrect, right?
Yeah.
It is definitely based on.
Found that out.
Yes.
It's based on the adjusted budget.
It's based on the adjusted budget, not the original budget.
Yeah.
When I say the original, the last passed budget, I guess.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Negotiations and personnel?
We haven't met for the last meeting. However, we have three items on the agenda tonight. Now, or we plan for that?
School community relations and policy. That's Rebecca. I guess she's not going to give a report. Plant and facilities committee.
We haven't met this past.
Okay. Academic and curriculum. That's Rebecca also. Athletic committee.
We did meet last month in regards to another option for signs. Banners in the Derby High School auditorium. We are still looking into some options. Banners, we have to face that we're running out of space. Banners are very expensive. We want to be able to recognize everybody who is deserving of so, in addition to other things. So we are looking into some options on that. And we should be meeting again next month. So.
Is that that presentation that was made, is that still an option? Or
I would say so. It wasn't shot down. But what I'd like to do is get more information for everybody else to take a look at. I'd like to, talk to the high school staff, like Jen and Ray, and, is that something that they can utilize as well outside of just athletics as, you were online when – the gentleman started to discuss. Yeah. I think it's a great option.
Yeah, it's very good.
And it's very interactive, which I think is really good for now, versus just going in the school and looking at a sign on the wall. So we'll see.
Okay. All right, when we get more information, we could present it to the board.
Absolutely.
Okay. Student health and safety, Jim?
We did not meet.
No, nothing?
We did not meet.
Okay. Superintendent's report.
I have my report. A lot of different meetings this month. Number of different meetings in district as well. This is the time of year now that I meet with every single staff member just to kind of sit and talk with each staff member. They can do it in small groups, individually, departments, however they want. They schedule it through the school and spend the day at the school meeting with them, one group or individual after the other, just to learn more about where people are, what they need, what their actual individual needs are, and how we can better assist them moving forward. Number of different committee meetings as such. If there's any questions on those, just please feel free to ask.
That it, Doc?
Yeah, Dr. Rafferty will be updating on a number of different highlights with regards to curriculum and other program highlights for this this past month as well.
Does anybody have any questions for Doc? Okay, administrative reports, facilities. Mr. Hoffman?
Good evening. All right, Bradley School, we had some issues in the art room with heat and temperatures. There was a water coil overheating. We were getting about 90 degrees in that room. The 2-inch valve body on the Belimo valve had a broken actuator internally. We replaced the actuator on 12-9, and we've been keeping temperature trend logs, and we're currently hanging in around 70 degrees, 69 between 70 degrees right now. So I think we corrected that issue. Actually, I just pulled it up the lot. As of right now, we're 69.8 in there, which, again, it's we were hitting 90, 92. So that was big. At Irving School, we had to remove a large oak tree in the lower parking lot. The top had split during a recent windstorm. I had Public Works out. They came out. It was our tree, so we were responsible. The tree was dying, so it was removed. While they were on site, we also had them lift the canopies of the other four trees in the parking lot above the parking lot lights. So now we have visibility, and we have better lights. That was $2,800. DMS, the chiller. We are getting new bids. We're in the process right now. We did the RFP for a replacement of the existing 100-ton chiller instead of the 220-ton chiller, and firing up the existing chiller that's outside. I could say the first two bids I got, it looks like we're going to save about $100,000, $150,000 off of that original $389. Still waiting. We need a few more bids, but it does look like we're going to be saving some money there.
So the we went out to question. We went out to referendum, and $400,000.
Yep.
And that was for the 200-ton chiller.
Yeah, that was for a chiller replacement.
Okay. And so now, what size are we at now?
That was part of the bond issue, Jim?
Yes, sir.
So to replace the 100-ton, that was the our auxiliary chiller.
Yeah.
And firing up the absorption chiller that's been down for the 14 years.
So the chiller that we intend, and I'm good, I just want to understand. The chiller that we intended to purchase, which was going to be $400,000, now you feel will come in $125,000 less.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Maybe even a little lower than that. Because we went from a 200-ton cylinder chiller down to a 100-ton and firing up the absorption chiller. So now, not going to 200-ton, they're readily available, a different refrigerant, and it's cheaper. So, and that would give us backup again. If that absorption went down, we would still have the 120 or 100-ton, which we know can handle the load because we ran it on the last 4 months. Which that chiller did get picked up.
We have a date when
we're good. We can take our time with that.
Okay.
Truthfully, it's probably better to push it out a little longer. That way the city doesn't have to borrow everything all at one time. So the farther we get along, probably the better for the bond package, in my opinion.
Also at DMS, rooftop unit 3, freestat failed. We had replaced the freestat, but when that does fail, that does lock out the heat for that unit, and that is the B floor north end. We did that one in-house. It was $850 for the parts. We had saved about $1,500 off the quote. Derby High School, GL2, that heater, cabinet heater failed. The heating coil shorted out. PTEC was on order to replace, because of the square footage, GO2, I don't know if you're familiar with it, it's a little larger than our normal classroom. We had to put additional baseboard heat in there as well. Again, we did that one in-house. That was $4,200.
Is that the manufacturing room?
No, that is the Raise Academy room.
Oh.
Manufacturing room has all brand new HVAC when they remodeled it. Yep. And then district-wide, we serviced all the snow blowers, backpack blowers, tractors, plow. We are going to be replacing one blower. It's 11 years old. It's just not worth what they want to repair it. Other than that, we have ice melt all delivered. We had our first storm. Guys handled it pretty well. Yeah, that's all I have.
Mr. Chair.
Yep.
So I know we talked about this a little last month, after planning mission, and the city had a fair amount of money the Johnson Control, our Johnson Control money, well, not ours, but it rolled into the city, yep, that additional capital to spend. And I know that we were fortunate enough to do things for the police department. We did some additional funding for the fire department. And I do think that there should be money available that we as a Board of Ed should claim. That's already budgeted for. It's already there. It's so it's not any additional money. It's not money we have to seek from the taxpayers. So I do. I am just curious where we are on trying to finalize. I would say in the neighborhood of $200,000 worth of projects that we could go to the city for, and kind of what my opinion is, take our share of that capital of planning money.
So me, Doc, yep, and Robbie have met, and we did go over that list. I don't know where we stand with it. I don't know if Doc wants to speak on it a little bit.
Oh, we could bring the list up, but you're welcome to share what we came up with in terms of the different projects. So,
okay,
not knowing what the total amount would be, we kind of prioritized the projects that were within the capital plan, some of which those that we had completed, we moved out and then put these other ones in. But
yeah, Ken has a meeting on Monday.
Jim will bring that list up now.
Yeah,
Maybe Monday's not the right time, you know, and we'll talk through it. But the point is, there's money there that's budgeted for, and every other department, you know, rightfully so,
mm-hmm,
you know.
So I know we did go, again, we don't know what the total was, so we have a few on here. Biggest changes were the $90,000 for the Derby High School for completing all the P-Techs in the classrooms.
The P-Techs are the to provide AC to the classrooms in the high school. We started putting P-TECH units in last year.
Yep.
It's slow moving because we're doing all the work in-house on weekends to try and save significant thousands of dollars on each unit by Jim and Courtney doing it in-house themselves. So it's taking more time, but certainly a path to get AC at the high school.
But do we have, I don't know, just hold on a sec, do we have an itemized list?
Yes.
That has them all? Yep. Is this something we can pull up, or we don't have it?
You have the name or, of it?
Just unless so we want to put up for a minute. I mean.
No, we can pull it up.
Jim, while they're doing it, the amounts that you have on here that we save?
Yes.
Is that improve our budget or?
Yeah, that's money saved into our budget.
Which amount was budgeted?
So the savings is based off of quotes per in-house.
Okay.
So Doc, it's a capital X 5-year with proposed changes.
Well, Doc's doing that. Jim, question. What is the city responsible for plowing?
They're supposed to be responsible for all the lots. I will say we do. Irving is us. Bradley, they help a little. They do the back lot. We do the front. And then up here, they do the main pass, LRU, and these two big lots.
That's it.
We do all the sidewalks and the lower lots.
Because I'm still aggravated that they cannot do the stairs leading down to the field house.
Yeah, they won't touch them.
I mean, it doesn't take that long. All right.
No.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, so this would be the projects that you would want to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
And again, the BAD system out of all those is LOSUP eligible for reimbursement, so it would actually be outside of that $200,000. Because the city can get reimbursed from the state for that project.
In my opinion, you know, once the board agrees with the list, I think this is a list that we should get to Brian Hall and have that be incorporated as part of the capital improvement list, so that we're on the same radar as Public Works, the fire department, the police department. And I just think we need to be on the city radar. So once the board is, I don't know if the plant facility committee wants to review this, but once we finalize, I do think we have to get in the city radar.
How much LOSIP money is there? Well, you know.
It comes from the state, so they can put in for the reimbursement. Brian would have what the total is.
In our last meeting, we were, I think, approximately 300, we're in the $350,000 range.
What is the legality of put in for capital planning for a certain amount? Are we going to use any monies that aren't allocated for the children or something else? Is that
unfortunately, you can't with money, bonded money through the referendum.
Okay.
So it has to be very specific to what you put out to the voters.
So how would we get around that? The alternate chamber has to approve a transfer?
No, we wouldn't be able to transfer anything.
You'd have to go back to the city because they voted on the 400,000 chiller. So if you wanted to deviate from that, you'd have to go back to them.
And the alternative is you just don't borrow as much.
Yeah.
So if we put in for 358, which I think was the number, and it comes in at 300, that 58, we just wouldn't borrow.
Turn it back to the city?
We never use it.
Never use it. We never take it. We'll never have to pay it back. We're informed yesterday, there'll be another round of security competitive grants coming out in the spring. Again, they're very competitive, but we'll certainly be putting in for that. We have everything ready to go once we get the green light to submit applications on that.
Awesome. Thank you.
Anything else, Tim?
No.
You can look at all the reports.
I don't
have it total, but for the TV.
I think we need to do that at the end of the year. So rather than have you go back at the end of the year,
we can start. I keep tallying it from that. I have a monthly tally. Okay. Problem. Any other questions?
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks.
Is Dr. Rafferty online?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, you're on deck.
Everyone can hear me, right?
Sounds so different.
Yeah, I'm just going to reshare the screen.
Yes, please.
I don't get to comment on his haircut or enthusiasm.
I have the studio effects on, so it looks like I went to Olin Mills before I got online.
It does.
Want
to see your sibling's matching outfit, though.
Yeah. So I have five things to share with you, and I know in the beginning we had subcommittee reports, so I'll talk about some of the things I'm going to bring to the academic subcommittee. But so the first item to share with you is we did launch the report card. I got very nervous at first because it was way too quiet, and when things are quiet, you get nervous. But it actually went off without a hitch. The report card went out to all the families. We sent it out the first time, this time the elementary schools only, because that's where the revision was. We sent a printed copy, and then we sent an email copy in everyone's box with a note saying we're going completely digital on the second trimester. I will be convening focus groups to get better feedback, especially from parents. About what we got right, what's confusing, because since we built it, we can edit it and fix it pretty easily because we really want the report card to serve our families and our students. And so whatever we didn't get right, I plan on circling around with parents and getting on top of that. I didn't put a link to the report card, just put a little snapshot because you've seen my report card. My parents are very proud. I did really well. Growing nicely. The second thing I wanted to pass along was we in the month of December rolled out our initial training with character counts. So you know how people like to supersize food? We're going to supersize kindness. I gave you a link to the training that was provided by Drake University. They met with our elementary school and our middle school, and we are reconvening to try to systematize and really supersize kindness and embedded in ways to incentivize that for our kids. Drake University is providing incentives for students and then materials and resources for our school. So initial training went very well. We got good feedback on it. We continue to meet with them virtually as we put our action plan in place. Third thing I wanted to share The state of Connecticut mandated school climate policies. Each school was required to turn in a draft of an initial school climate plan by December 31st, New Year's Eve. So I'll be eagerly awaiting those in my inbox. I'm just kidding. They all have initial drafts that are ready, and we're working on glossing them up. And I don't know if I put a link there, but we're playing with some AI platforms to take their plans and make them really polished and nice looking. So those are underway. I think we're in a good spot with it, and more to come on that. The fourth one, so trying to, Dr. Comrie and I met today, and when we were discussing the report card, we realized we should put some other things up on the website. And I had mentioned this earlier in the year. We're working on a revision policy on the curriculum documents to make them more reader-friendly, more accessible. And so we're doing some revisions at the high school. And so we're meeting with some committees, bringing them drafts. They're working through it. That's just a little preview of the process we're going through. But in January, I'll be bringing some of the initial work to the academic subcommittee, and then talk about how to really continue the work so it becomes systemic, and that the schools completely own the curriculum revision process. So pretty excited about that. And then the last part, as you know, we were already nationally known from Texas to Iowa to Massachusetts up to Harvard. But now we are internationally known. And I know some of you saw the a little news flash that came out, but we were mentioned in the World Neurology magazine. So somebody in Serbia is probably reading it right now, or in Australia, and they're reading about us in Derby. So I'm really proud to be part of that and making sure Derby is known for really doing high quality, important work. And we are going to follow up. Yale Medical School is going to come in January, and we're going to interview some teachers and some kids to ask them how it went, what did they like about it. And you can see on the little picture down below, our little friends at Bradley, the kids do really like it, and it's super fun. And I did have one teacher say, I was surprised how much kids knew. And they were teaching some of the teachers things about how ambulances can control the lights when they're driving through towns, and how they know what number to call if anyone in their family is in danger. And so, our staff just continues to raise the bar and do things that I think other districts are not. So, just a little more Derby pride. So, I'm happy to take any questions on any of those five. But
any questions?
No questions.
If I could just two comments. One, after Jim's report, I wanted to mention just a heads up and a big thank you to Jim again. I got a call last night that there was something going on with a water alert that the fire department got an alert, a alarm on at the field house, and when the fire department responded, they contacted me. And I reached out immediately to Dennis, and knowing that this was, as it was reported, water flowing in the field house, and they were trying to shut it off, was the original alarm that not being able to get Dennis at the moment called Jim, who got in his truck and drove straight over there. Dennis then, I think, responded shortly after as well. But if you recall, about a month, was it a year ago?
Yeah, last minute.
We had a similar alarm, and it was water flooding in the lower level through the roof. Something happened on the roof,
Was
right?
this the lower level yesterday?
Yeah, but there was no damage, no water actual flowing. It was a trip and an alarm due to something that they were came back out today to then, meaning the
Oh my God.
company that services it,
Stress the
to
people out.
try and figure out what was going on. As of earlier this evening, they still wasn't determined what set that off. But just a thanks to Jim. Immediately on the spot at night, just jumped in his truck and drove over there. So,
And to Dr. Rafferty, again, reported on the report card. This was rebuilding the elementary report card, working tirelessly with a number of different stakeholders in the report card thing, but also building it in-house in PowerSchool while learning PowerSchool himself with a colleague from Old Saybrook who is a PowerSchool guru in this type of stuff or has done this type of work, but built from scratch that report card in PowerSchool and now knows it inside and out with the assistance from his colleague in Old Saybrook, but just reaching out to somebody who knew it and getting it done in a so that we could launch it this school year at the elementary level.
That is really true. I remember when Mr. Gilday asked me, are you able to do this? I confidently said yes, but I was totally unsure. But I did reach out, friends, and I'm really proud of how well it came out. I think it's great for families, and I was able to figure it out. So thank you, Dr. Conway.
How's the reception like the culture?
So ironically, nobody reaching out with any kind of constructive criticism or wish I had this or can it do that. So at this point that I have not received any feedback in terms of what it doesn't do. Let me put it that way. So, but as Dr. Rafferty pointed, we're going to be surveying all stakeholders now that it's been released and it's out. People have had an opportunity to log in and see it. We'll be now surveying people. What else can we do to make it better?
Talking about the parents?
Parents, teachers, whoever's interacting with the report card at the elementary level. So both stakeholder groups.
I guess no comments are good comments for right now.
Yes.
I think it looks great. I especially outside of the physical pointing out each area for grades, but even the behaviors area,
right.
Civic mindedness, it's relationships, perseverance. I think those are great areas to,
I really need yeah. to be looking at.
Yeah. I agree.
They're generic responses that teachers can plug into the report card.
Dr. Rafferty, are they individual handwritten or are there generic drop-down responses for teachers to report in?
So right now they're for teachers to create their own. I think there is a drop-down menu, but we haven't had teachers ask for that. So we let them personalize it on their own. But that's going to be part of the feedback. We're going to ask people, would you prefer? There's pros and cons to the drop-down. It's a drop-down. And so I gave you what's in the drop-down as opposed to I wrote about your child individually without a drop-down. So, but we'll survey people to find out what would work best.
Any other questions for Doctor? Okay, thank you, Dr. Rafferty.
Thank you very much.
Back on these the minutes here, there's the 19th is listed here, but are we doing the 6th also?
Yeah, they're up there.
Yeah.
The minutes from the 6th are up there. Okay. So you can do both.
Okay, so the motion has to be to do both in one meet in one
yes,
motion?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I'd like to recommend
to add that
there on the new update it does say
it's on the update.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm using the old one.
I'd like to recommend that the Board of Education approve the minutes from the November 19th, 2025 Special Board of Education meeting and the December 6th, 2025 Special Board meeting.
Okay, second. Melissa, second. Okay. Any discussion on anything in the minutes? You in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Financial report, can you make the motion, please?
I'd like to recommend that the Board of Education approve the financial report for the period through November 30th, 2025, as recommended by the Superintendent of Schools.
Great, second.
Second.
Second, Dan Foley. Okay, discussion.
All right. Good evening, everyone. Similar report to last month. Right now, if the year were to end, we liquidate all encumbrances. We're looking at about a $21,000 surplus. Last meeting, it was 22 and change, so not much movement. And that's because most of our big purchase orders are in the system. Substitutes, contracted services, utilities. Now it's, some supplies for facilities when Jim and his team need something. Secretaries need some pen and papers. We're not putting in major purchase orders right now. So we're in a pretty good spot. And now we just watch the encumbrances until, say February, March, and we start looking to see where we're trending. And are we gonna fully expend what we had put into a purchase order? Call it 100 grand. We anticipate we're gonna spend 90. So 10 goes back into our budget. So we're in a pretty good spot right now.
Yes.
As we head into the new year, I do see the 21,000, but we have the 12 positions out of the, I'm gonna ask,
I
right?
do, and I have it.
We have, thank you. We have the 12 position to 12 vacancies that for the most part have been vacant at the beginning of the year. And those are the ones that come out of the general budget.
Correct.
I know we've been encumbering the money for the first 6 months.
Yep.
Do we have an estimate, or will we start looking at what that estimate would be once we pull those unencumbrances out?
Yep. So the encumbrances that have been up are the vacancies that have been on since the beginning of the year. We're looking at about 70,000, give or take. We have positions that have come on after September 1st that aren't included in that.
Okay.
And it all depends on when they're posted and when they get taken down. We're appointing people almost every meeting, so there's some fluctuation there. But yeah, right now, overall, with all the positions, we're looking at about 79,000
Okay, I appreciate
on
that.
top of.
Of the 20 to 22, and I get that, and I get that it's an estimate.
What was that number again?
79.
79,000.
Correct.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And one other question, please.
Yes.
And I think I asked this last meeting, and I just want to confirm. And this may very well be a typo, and maybe I'm wrong. We have new. I know the seed money at 176. I know the priority school district grant that we didn't think we were going to get. The 413 there and the 209. I'm under the impression that if you the 21 the, we have the 21,000 surplus, we have the potentially $79,000 surplus, and then on top of that, though that 100,000 does not include the seed money, the Alliance grant that we got, or the non-lapsing account.
Correct. Apples to oranges.
No, I get it,
Yeah.
but it's still surplus money. And then when you wrote in this, and if it's a typo, I apologize. The three items listed below will help to offset the increase of cost for the fiscal 26 year. Did you mean the 27 budget that was, or you mean existing?
Existing.
But is any of that money?
It's all accounted for.
So this the 209,000 is accounted for?
Not the 209. So the 209 is unaudited. So we're in our audit right now. We've been working with the city and the new auditor. The last meeting we had was so 2 weeks ago. We've submitted all documentation. The city has submitted all documentation, and now the auditor is going through and verifying. That 209 is still unaudited. From the work that the auditor, Brian, and myself did, it looked like it's going to be about 207, and that was timing on a purchase order that came in, and the year ended, and we paid it after the fact. So it went from 209 to 207. So we're still pretty close. We're hoping to have this audit done by the end of January.
Thank you. And so then we'll better know.
We'll better know. And that 209 will go into the 207, will go into the
And
non-lapsing account.
has our special ed cost this year gotten us to a point where we're using the seed money?
Yes, we are using the seed money. The seed money is specific for special ed. We cannot supplant, which is everyone's favorite word. So
Well.
we were able to, we had contracted positions in district that we were able to post and hire within. We went to the state. I got verification that even though that position is brand new to Derby, we can use those funds for that position because it was a contracted service before. So we went from contracted service to in-house. That qualified. There was some back and forth at the beginning of the year where that wasn't going to work. We got the confirmation from the guy at CSDE, the head of CSDE, and Kevin Chambers, and we have all of it allocated to salaries for teachers and paras. All new positions. New positions meaning they were contracted, now they're in-house. So we didn't add any staff.
Like for instance, if we replace the Constellation employee with a DPS employee,
correct.
That money came out of the seed.
Correct.
Got it.
Yep. The balance of seed is $1,000 right now. Which the 176, it's pretty much all allocated.
And the 476 that we
for PSD is all allocated. Salaries, purchase services. There's only one salary in PSD this year. Constellations, Kelly Services. Constellations is who we contract out for special ed staff. And then Kelly Services is our substitutes.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
There any other questions?
How about the special ed? Are we?
Yep. Special ed, we're in a pretty good spot. So on the top of page two, currently have, we budgeted 22. We're currently at 26. We've had some prorated kids come into district from July 1st through, I believe it was October 31st. We had 12 changes in our special ed. We had kids moving in, kids moving out, which affects the numbers. But as a whole, we are very close to what we budgeted. So that's comforting. I meet every 2 weeks with the special ed team. We've got two new directors who have been, you know, drinking from the fire hose, and they've been doing great. So trying to get kids back in district, not sending kids out, and being able to have resources in place to keep kids here. So we're in a pretty good position as of right now.
So even with the four additional kids, we're doing okay?
Yeah.
Any other questions for Rob? Okay, Rob, all in favor of approving this report?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thanks, Rob. Okay, you drafted a budget, Robbie? The new budget?
So what we have here is the highlight sheet that the finance committee and myself have gone over. We've had two meetings. The last finance committee meeeting, I believe was December 5th. Is that close? Does that sound right?
The second, I think.
Yeah. So the budget's rolling, right? We've got staff coming in. We've got special ed changes. We've got staff leaving, vacancies. So we're analyzing it all. It's a rolling budget. So as of this report, if everything stayed the same, we would be looking at about a 5.96% increase. And that total dollar value is an increase of $1.2 million in change. We've got the categories that you're used to seeing, benefits, salaries, the excess cost. We've got everything in here. This is just some of the highlights. This is not the full final budget to be presented, but just letting you know where we're at in this process. Some of the biggest part of this increase is the new teacher's contract. And we'll discuss that as we go down here. So year over year for teachers, the teachers from this year to next year, that increase is 6.31%. Okay. That is just salary to salary, apples to apples. When you factor that into the overall budget ask of 5.96, that is a 2.47% increase of our ask that we are, you know, trying to get here. So it's definitely a big piece of our budget. We have met with the principals a few different times, and we're talking about options and how we're going to be able to move forward and potentially bring this number down. Special ed, as of right now, which is on the bottom of page one, we're looking at about 24 students because we have kids that will be graduating our program. So one of the things that we've been working with is we have, I believe, seven transition aged students. So 18 and older, they've graduated high school. We're looking and we're working with other districts, and Doc's been a part of some meetings trying to figure out how we can partner with Ansonia, Shelton, Seymour, I believe Naugatuck's in there, and reducing some of these costs for the transition programs. The average cost of a special ed student last year was $151. Based on who we have in district now and where they're going and what we're paying, we're looking at an average of about $148,000. So not much change there. But again, this is still a very big number compared to pre-COVID when it was about $90,000 per student. So the next page, the second page, you know, one of the things that I wanted to talk about, and it was brought up earlier, was, you know, the approved budget and the adjusted budget. Okay, so our adjusted budget included the insurance waiver and the unemployment costs of the city. The total add was like $186,000 to bring it to the budget that we have of the $20.448 million. Brian and I spoke. He said, please build this into your budget, the insurance waiver, the unemployment, the longevity. So that's what we've done. So I've just highlighted it here to show you.
Question. No, that way.
You can ask.
But they also gave us the income for that.
What do you mean the income for that?
Last year.
They gave it to us.
You're going to assume the responsibility for that, but then they also gave us the...
They gave us the funds to bring our budget to $20,448,000. No, yes. So now we're comparing apples to apples.
Yeah, and that's what the figure, in my opinion, we should be using is the $20,448,000. Yep. Because that is, in fact, what our budget was, because they gave us the additional money to take it there.
Correct.
Is this the first year that they're putting the waivers in our budget?
It used to be in your budget, and then, you used to pay for it, so it used to be in your budget.
Yeah,
like, and then we asked the city to pay for it. So they did that way for a couple of years. At the end of each year, they would send a check for that amount. And then this past year, with the transition of both, the city had not budgeted, for whatever reason, to send that money at the end of the year. But then did so after realizing it should have been budgeted. So they gave it to us separately, but then this year are asking us, build it into your budget this year, so they won't be giving us a check at the end of the budget year.
So they're not going to give us the money.
It's built into the budget.
Yeah, but if they cut us?
That's my concern.
This is inflating our percentage.
That's 100% a concern that I think it still should be obviously funded by the city, but almost like a set aside within our budget. So everybody understands if you give us a zero, we've now absorbed that cost into our budget, and we're not going to get an extra payment at the end of the year to cover those costs. So, but that's where we are today.
Well, whatever they're going to give us for a percentage, they should increase it by whatever that percentage is.
So then we would really want to remove this number from the budget. And then basically have a separate budget for that.
You'd have a lower ask, but have a separate budget for that. So if they give us a zero, it's based upon the lower ask. We know we're still getting money to cover the waiver and the unemployment separate.
That sure does confuse things.
It does. It is. I 100% agree with that too. It is confusing to do it that way, but.
But can you, like, at the presentation, say it's 5.96, but.
With whatever, that's exactly it. Yeah.
2.5 is for the waivers.
Yeah.
Which normally was not in that 5.96.
That's exactly how we have presented it in the past. You know, it's a 50-50 how people hear it, I think. But we can certainly present it that way.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the insurance waivers even being on our end. They pay the insurance, right? They're paying the insurance.
Yep. And it's a $30,000 savings minimum on a family plan that the city realizes we don't.
And then they're expecting us to put it in our budget.
For the waiver. Correct.
I mean, so how much can we push back on that?
I think we can.
Yeah.
If you guys say go, then I'm going to... No, it was... And so my response to Robbie on all this after the meeting with the city on is, let's ask Dave, the auditor, how it should be set up properly with the city and the board so that it is something the city's paying for and we're not harmed in our budget when we get a zero or less than what we asked for and still have to pay that expense.
How much do you think that percentage is?
It's very small, but in you're looking at a 151 in the insurance waiver payments, right?
141, 151, 26. Yep.
So it's not small change. It's
and when one of our employees takes the waiver, the city sees the benefit. I mean, so it would just stand to reason that they would keep the insurance waiver on their side. It's carving that piece out just intuitively doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, great. Push them into that if you can.
Yeah.
Doctor, how much is the waiver? 1800s?
It depends upon the bargaining unit. So there's two different amounts. I think one's 1800, the other one's 1350 or somewhere. And there's a one or two at 1500, I think.
Now that 1800, I retired 18 years ago. And it was 1800.
You're right. That. The city has gone up in theirs. The Board of Ed has not.
Still the same?
Yeah. But the city has gone up in theirs. In
Jim, I have one, but Robbie, I'm sorry, not Jim, but why are we paying unemployment insurance? For whom?
For staff that leave us and they file unemployment. We pay for that.
Teachers, too?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We can test unemployment typically.
We haven't. We've known about all of them. Typically, depending how quickly they file a report, we're notified anywhere from a week to a month after they've left. And then we look at the payments. Everything is done online, and we get sent an invoice. And it's very hard to predict. It's very hard to forecast. We've had years where we spent 12 grand. We had one year where we spent almost 30. It's hard to predict.
Again, I can't, in the world of Bigelow T, like you get a notice that says on January 12th, 2027, employee B will have an unemployment hearing. And there are cases that we, contested. So I just wonder if we get that notice, A, and if a teacher leaves us, I wonder why we wouldn't contest that.
Depending upon the cases.
Not even a teacher, any staff member, really.
Correct. Yeah. So we do get the notification from the Department of Labor. And sometimes the separation in employment is
advantageous for.
Correct. And it's agreed upon that we won't contest.
Yeah, okay.
But in other cases where that's not it, we contest. I can go back and look at what percentage of cases, and there's not a lot of them to begin with, but what percentage of cases do we contest?
Yes.
That'd be curious. I would be curious. I would be curious to see that.
Yep.
Teachers' increases. What percentage is the step?
Depends on the step. So as a whole, we're looking somewhere around 9%, but depending on where they fall on the scale, the average from 26 to what we're budgeting for next year is 6.3%.
That doesn't include top steps. I looked at the top steps. They're getting maybe 2%.
Correct. It includes them, but they're not getting the benefit that someone on a step 5 or 6 is getting.
My point is this, they're actually losing money. The cost of living is 2.8%. We're only giving 2% to the top steps. It doesn't seem fair.
I agree. And health insurance, we don't know what that's going to cost. Health insurance could go up 15%. So any increase, they're making more dollar value, but their paycheck is less at the end of the week.
All right, doctor, did they go into arbitration?
No, they approved the contract. So we have the contract is an agenda item tonight. The teachers union ratified it already. So they're just waiting for our vote, and it takes effect July 1st of 26.
Quite frankly, I negotiated a number of contracts. I would have never responded. I would have went to arbitration, especially on the top steps. We're not giving the benefit teachers have stayed with us all these years, and they're actually losing.
They're losing money. They're gaining money. They're not gaining as much as people in the middle of the pack. In terms of the percent, they're certainly getting more dollars because it's a higher
Yeah, but the
salary.
percent
Yeah.
is 2%.
Yeah, correct. It's a
That's it.
lower percentage than other people
Yes.
in the actual schedule. But that is something that was discussed during the negotiations and something that the union was, this is how they wanted it presented. So,
Well, I guess
yeah.
I wish I could vote on the contract, but I can't.
Right,
Okay.
Yeah, we're pretty good on the top end, you'll see in our scale, as opposed to other districts. It was really the starting and then within
And
the
then in the
salary
middle.
schedules where we are not as competitive as contiguous districts as well as districts within our DIR. We tend to be hovering in the middle for most of those, but at the top end, we're more competitive than others.
But let's close this section out and then continue this
Yeah.
because that's
Okay.
next. Because we don't have to have any motion or anything, right?
I don't believe
What's
so.
the schedule now for
So I'd have to double check, but I believe until we have a finance committee, there is no schedule. So once
when
we
do you have to have it to the city?
February 1st, I think.
Yeah.
February 1st.
Okay. So we got to do it quickly.
I mean,
All right.
it's point order. I mean, ideally, it does say February 1st, but last year we didn't get it some.
They
The
gave us
problem with
a,
February
they gave us
problem with
delayed.
February 1st is you don't have all the financial data from the state, and then we're going to end up asking for more than we potentially need to, and then the tax board didn't even start deliberating till like the end of March, beginning of April. Yeah, I mean, so I mean, I think February is aspirational, but I don't feel I don't, my opinion, we don't need to feel like, oh my God,
Okay.
Yeah, by the charter, we have to get them an estimate by February 1st, which is what we do. So here's our budget proposal as of February 1st, knowing this could change considerably to the city's favor also between now and April.
In most cases, when it changes, it is to their
Yeah,
favor.
yeah. Because we don't even know what the state funding is going to look like until the first week in May. So there'll be a lot of proposals coming out between January and May. I did get good news this past week, but we'll continue to meet with our legislators and the education committee chairs and the appropriation committee chairs on this. And we need everybody out pitching the same lobbying for the same support. But there is no additional state funding budgeted as of now for the 27 fiscal year. So with,
Special Ed.
for every municipality, any increase today would be only what you're getting supported by your municipality. So we're lobbying right now for the additional increases in ECS funding for all districts across the state for the 27 fiscal year.
How about those federal grants? Is that any change with that?
At this time, it's that also was up in the air. More of the title three and four, as opposed to one and two, though one and two could be affected. There's expectations that three and four will be.
I am cautiously optimistic in an election year that we'll get more ECS money.
Yes, very good. From
All the legislators are up for
100%,
election.
and I think we're fortunate in some ways in terms of how that is playing out now as well. But there's not a legislator, regardless of party, who would not be impacted negatively if there is no additional ECS funding. So even no matter what community, everybody will be negatively impacted if nothing's done.
Okay. All right, thanks,
Thank you.
Robert.
Thank you, Robin.
Okay, 13, can you read the motion?
We'd like to recommend that the Board of Education approve the contract between the Derby Board of Education and the Derby Education Association for the period of July 1st, 2026 through June 30th, 2030, as recommended by the Negotiations Committee.
Okay. Second to that motion? Melissa is second. Okay, discussion. say about Jimmy and Melissa?
We went into this wanting to make sure we addressed our concerns regarding turnover, which I know we do quite often, and compared ourselves to our neighboring districts while also being mindful of our financial set. The major changes are salary structure reset and eliminated the first two steps, and all non-math teachers advanced one step effective July 1st, 2027. We also did adopted a 4-year salary schedule, so we have people have to get full annual increase through 2029, 2030. In addition, we addressed the need to comply with the new state laws regarding sick leave, so we made those adjustments as well. We adopted the state partnership plan as an exclusive medical plan. We brought the employee premiums for their insurance to 7% to be in line with the city again July 1st. And we changed the language around their annual sick leave bank regarding eligibility, making a requirement to donate one day annually in order to be eligible. Thanks, that's all. That's what I'm going to say.
I think that covers it.
Yeah.
Just one question, maybe.
Sure.
Are all city employees at 17%?
This year they're at 16.5. Next year they go to 17. So what we did try and do is make sure that there's equity with our employees and fairness and the city employees. So our employees will be the same as the city. Starting this year for those who contracts renewed this year, and starting next year for those contracts that are renewed for next year and beyond. So okay. You have two other MOUs tonight. We'll explain those as we go forward for contracts that are not renewing until a couple of years out. But we didn't want to have to wait for those employees to at least treat them fairly like our city employees.
And we were not treated fairly by the city.
We were, well, what was different before is we had 11 different policies, and our 11 policies were different from what the city might have had. So there wasn't a complete apples to apples. Now that everybody is on the exact same policy, no variation, no high deductible versus a PPO, everybody on the state plan, it's hard to justify charging one party more than another for their health insurance.
Including the police.
Including the police, yes. Yeah, so we took our percentages from all the city contracts, and our employees won't be paying more than, in terms of their contribution toward it, than any of the others.
As we were paying 23 to
26%. 23 was the highest, but 23, up to 23, 24%. Yes, you're absolutely right.
And the hope had always been that the city would come up to those levels, and they just, I mean, with all due respect to the city, I mean, I just think we did a better job negotiating, and they never brought theirs up.
Thank you.
Do you have a copy of this that highlights the changes that
I do? Yeah, I can send that out. Sure. Yeah.
Any other questions? With the committee members?
All I think we do have a couple of our members online, our teachers online as well.
Aye.
All in favor of?
Aye.
Or you both, I have to recuse myself because of the conflict.
Okay, so Mr. Foley recuses himself because of family. Okay, all opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you to the committee.
Awesome.
If I could, because they are online here, Mr. Chairman, both Alicia Olenowski, Heather Dolka, two of our union representatives, Alicia being the president of the union as well, put in a lot of hours in preparation for and then negotiation of the contract.
And I just want to thank both of them for all of their time and effort in support of our amazing teachers on getting this contract passed. Thanks, Alicia.
Thank you.
Okay. The district calendar.
Actually, are we doing the item 14, the memorandum, the MOU first?
Yeah, and that's the.
Okay, I'm on the old one, so.
Do you want me to read off that one?
Read it.
Okay, so item 14, it's the Memorandum of Understanding with the Derby Administrators Association on the State Partnership Plan. I'd like to recommend that the Board of Education approve the MOU with the Derby Administrators Association on the State Partnership Plan.
Melissa seconds. Okay, all in favor of that motion?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, the motion carries.
Okay.
Okay, 15. Memorandum of Understanding with the Derby Administrative Assistance Association. Doc, Mr. Gildo?
Yes, this is very similar to what you just passed for the Derby Administrative Association. Identical MOU, except pertains to our administrative assistants, that they would be at the same rate as our teachers and administrators for their contribution rate through the end of this year. And beginning July 1st of 26, they will go to the same percentage, 17%, as all the other bargaining units, even though this contract isn't up for renewal for another 2 years after that.
Did we read the motion?
I did not yet. I'd like, is that okay that I do so?
Did you read 15 too?
I only did 14. We're on 15
okay, so
now.
Read 15.
Okay. I'd like to recommend that the Board of Education approve the Memorandum of Understanding with the Derby Administrative Assistance Association, AFSCME, Council Number 4, AFL-CIO, Local 1303-294, on the State Partnership Plan.
May second to that motion?
Second.
Second, Mr. Foley. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, motion carries.
And just to point, Rachel Caggiano, president of the Administrators Union, is here tonight, as well as Lynette, who's president of the Administrative Assistants Union, is also online tonight with us.
Awesome.
Thanks, Lynette. Thanks, Rachel. Okay, district calendar, Doc. Motions.
It's good.
Motion.
District calendar.
Okay. I'd like to recommend the Board of Education approve the 2026 through 2027 district calendar as recommended by the Superintendent of Schools.
Point of order.
But there's three
of them. I mean, we need to
look at them first.
Yeah, we need to pick which one we want to.
Before we vote.
I think so.
Yeah. So withdraw the motion.
I'd like to withdraw.
Similar to the budget, and then discussion. And whether you want option A.
Are we going
to
vote on this at another meeting?
We normally vote at the December meeting for the calendar. There's no harm in waiting for the next meeting, but there's three different options.
We have to put an option in the motion.
We can revise the motion tonight. The option once you decide.
Everybody look at the three options.
Yeah, I mean, option C is before labor. And again, I'm not tied to it, but we had previously wanted to start after Labor Day, right? So that would seem to take C out, right? Which
there's two before and one after.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's why we presented three this year instead of two. Normally we present one before, one after, but because of how late it is, we have three options.
What do most school systems do, Doc?
Huh?
What do most school systems do before or after?
I'd have to poll. Most still do before.
Initially, it was the change was made because of the
CMT and CAP testing.
Yeah, the heat.
It was initially changed. We might have changed it back to after because of heat.
Yeah.
But historically, it was changed to before because the testing The statewide testing used to be in October, and districts wanted an extra week to prepare. But
I do think, again, I recognize that one is September 2nd and one is September 7th, right? So it's just how close to Labor Day you want to start. So A starts the closest after Labor Day. Excuse me, sir. The first. No, I thought he asked me what day the first day of school was. I'm sorry.
Well, I think there's a confusion because on option B,
yep.
If you take a look, it says September 8th, Labor Day, and then it says September 7th, first day of school. So I think that that is a typo. So we need to take a look and see exactly what day is Labor Day.
Labor Day is the 7th.
The 7th. Okay. So then that is definite.
So
why is it
after
listed
Labor,
that
you
way?
Got to do B.
So that's a typo here then?
I think it should have been flipped. Yeah.
So if you want to start after Labor Day, Doc, I thought the only one if you want to start after Labor Day is actually B. Right?
So that would be September 8th.
A, the first day of school is September 2nd. And Labor Day is the 7th. And B, the first day of school is the 8th, Labor Day is the 7th. And then C, the first day of school is the 31st and Labor Day. Labor Day is the 7th. There's only, I mean, not to correct, but there, one of them is after Labor Day, the other two before.
Correct.
Right. So do you guys want to go after Labor Day and start on the 8th, which pushes you out into September, I mean, into June pretty late.
Yeah.
That's very late. I don't know.
It was pretty bad.
Me too, but I think that one is really.
I mean, that keeps you here till June 21st.
Yeah, you have no. I've,
and
I don't
snow days. I mean, it would almost appear in this case that A might be slight, even though it's before Labor Day. It's.
I think I like A better.
We gotta go over A.
Absolutely, Doc. You want to pull it up?
Sure.
Would it be easier
so
if we're
A would be a first day of school start of September 2nd. The teachers would go in, yes, through September 1st. Yes, Labor Day would be the following.
We have training on the 1st. So you have new hire training followed by 3 days of professional development and convocation for all other staff that takes you to the 1st, and then students would begin on Wednesday.
Start on what day?
The 1st.
That's set by us. So in that case, you'd be starting with staff on the 25th. Yeah.
So, but then that kind of puts new hire orientation and convocation. That takes literally staff summer and eliminates it, kind of. Like you're really pushing it. Well, new hire orientation always has to take place on a separate day from convocation. So then you're pushing that. Is it?
Yes, it is.
Bear with me. I'm scrolling.
Can you make that bigger, Doc?
Yeah.
Let's see it. That's great.
So you're saying first day of school start date for September 1.
There you
go. And you never pushing a day back.
One. And then we would move. Let's
what
see.
Do you think about that, Dan?
Oh, the 28th of August. What would that then?
Yeah, that's a free day, it looks like. Not a free day, but.
You mean starting that day, Dan?
No, I was just wondering. I'm looking at the 26th, new hire orientation. 27th is convocation. What is the 28th?
We would just give the staff would have a 3-day weekend ending their summer. Coming back on Monday for PD, Tuesday PD, and then Wednesday start of school.
In theory, if you move the 2nd to the 1st, like
this
Eric
just
was
back
proposed, and you would just move the 31st to the 28th, then nothing else changes.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yep.
Because they would still have their 3-day weekend. They would.
Yes.
They would do 29, 30, and 31.
It would start second.
On the first.
I do like that idea, Erica. I do really do.
Johnson.
A with a twist.
Yes.
I think so what it sounds like is you would start, Mr. Chair, you would start, it would be A, but you would move the first day of school to the first, and then you would move the develop the training on the 31st to the 28th. And then you're still, the staff is still coming in the same day. You're starting the school a little earlier, and you're getting the kids out earlier in June.
I like that idea. Yeah. And they're still giving, the staff is still giving a breather, you know.
So start date first.
26, 27, first. 28, and 31 are PD and convocation and new hires. A new hire, PD, convocation.
Yeah.
And students begin on the 1st.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Chair, do you want a motion with that option?
Yeah, you're way into June.
You have another question? Or you want to make
a motion with, what is it, option A?
For time, doctor.
Yeah, sure.
Read the motion with option A.
With the twist, correct?
With the amendments. So okay. The amendments being?
With the amendment.
Professional development would take place, a new hire date would take place on the 26th, as it is here. Professional development would take place on Thursday.
The 27th.
27th, Friday the 28th, and Monday the 31st. And then the first day back for students would be the following day, September 1st, instead of September 2nd.
Okay.
So instead of having Friday the 28th off,
it would be Monday the 31st.
No, correct. They'd be here for their third day of PD on Monday. So you're moving, because you're moving the students to Tuesday.
Okay.
I'm gonna make that.
All right. I like.
My birthday's the 24th, so I always know.
Yep.
Will we be here for my birthday or not? And we usually have convocation rehearsal. We do rehearse before everyone, and we usually have Kate then.
How about this? If you guys don't,
that's close, right?
So I kind of want to know.
Like talk
off the record. Okay, how do you feel?
Because what? By that last week, August, we're ready and all agree, kind of, in talking to people, it's late. Like,
okay.
It's late. Because it's not, we don't want to
get here. Yeah.
Okay.
It does. No. Jeez. But that one of them in June was like June 20th. That's no COVID.
That's wild.
Nobody wants to be here at 2:30.
Okay. I'd like to recommend that the Board of Education approve the 2026-2027 district calendar option A with slight changes, as recommended by the superintendent of schools. Slight changes being that students would start school on September 1st. Staff would return for
new
hire orientation on the 25th.
The 26th. Staff would still report on the 26th.
Okay, so staff would still report on new the 26th.
Hire. New hire the 26th.
See, that's what I said, Jimmy. Oh, no, I said
no, you said 25th.
You're right, I lied.
New hire on the 20th. New hires on the 26th. You're right.
Okay. New hires on the 26th.
Convocation still.
Convocation the 27th. And PD on the 31st.
And the 28th.
And the 28th.
28th.
The 28th and the 31st.
That's it.
You got
it. Oh, there you go.
Marianne, a hard time over.
Marianne, just, I'll text
it.
You.
Doc can fix it. There you go.
This
I'll second
is,
it.
This
I'll
is
second.
Crazy.
I'll second
seconds it.
Oh, good. Good. I withdraw my second.
Eric will seconds it.
I usually do well with that. That was scary.
Any other discussion? You send that out, everybody.
Stop talking to Erica.
Okay, it passes.
Great.
You know that, Carla?
All right. Item 17, right? Is that where we're
17
at?
17 right now.
Great.
17 and last.
I'd like to recommend. I'd like to recommend the Board of Education approve its schedule of 2026 regular Board of Education meetings.
Okay, second.
I'll second it.
Jim, discussion?
Did we take into consideration the CAVE conference?
We don't have a report on that yet. Last year, when we did our schedule,
they changed it.
They changed it. So it's very likely it may be that same third Thursday and Friday. But
what's it on here? What's it based on, the same as last year?
We base it on the third Thursday. So last year we changed it, and they changed the meetings.
And election day is all set.
Yes, that should be election day should be fine.
Okay, any discussion?
It's not, yeah, it's on Wednesday. And again, I should say we took CAVE into account. It's Wednesday, November 18th, not Thursday, November 19th. In the event they do run CAVE conference,
they don't do that.
All right.
I want CAVE on my birthday.
It is. It's on a Wednesday in November, both the cow and the regular.
I'm terrible.
Okay, all in favor of that motion? All opposed? Okay, motion carries.
All right, I am 18. I think this is.
Who's going to adjourn?
Holly's the newbie. You're taking my adjournment.
Is it? Okay. Second motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Hi.
I hope everybody has happy holidays.
Likewise, guys.
I just want to like.
Yeah, you could keep it.
Thank you. I didn't get the new.
Sure.
She did. Yep, I just printed out the.
Jimmy wanted it, so we went back to it.
Hey, you met.
Get it back. Gotta clean out. Thank you.
Do I have to film a whole thing I've done? Or just today's?
Thank you. I'll just need you to.
I thought you were
doing it. No, just need a ballot. It got filled out.
Oh my gosh, come on. You sound like half of my fear.
You're right.
Just the one.
Yes, correct. Just the just for the
do we have to sign it though?
Put your name at the top.
I feel like I don't know what the hell I'm doing today.
No. Not unless something fun is happening.
Once we get up all the main places.
Yeah. That's the only one I've had to do.
I think his wife is going to have to check it out. At least you don't have to pay for, services in that sense.
Yeah.
Oh, I did the whole thing. Sorry.
No,
not on my phone. Next to it.
Hi, Dr. Conway. Doc, can you hear me? No? Can you,
there's not a mic.
Yeah, they were live before. I was going to say turn it off.